Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where our goal is to inform, inspire, and impact our listening audience. We do this by featuring guests who share all the great things that their organizations are doing and how they're making a difference in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at EIG. Access to basic needs, often called social determinants of health, can have an enormous impact on our health and well-being. There's a new philanthropic effort here in Milwaukee aimed at improving that access within our underserved communities by harnessing the power of collaboration and working together to help Milwaukee residents thrive. We're going to learn more about three of the key players in this initiative, what it's all about, and how and why each organization is involved. My first guest today is Andrew Reel from GE Healthcare. Welcome to the show today, Andrew.
Thank you so much for having us. We're really excited to talk about the Powering Milwaukee Forward initiative today.
You're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing more about it. Well, let's start by you sharing what this new philanthropic effort is. What's the mission and what was the impetus for creating it?
Yeah, I think you really touched on it at the beginning. You know, Powering Milwaukee Forward, first and foremost, is a collaborative effort between GE Healthcare, the GE Healthcare Foundation, and another family foundation here in the city of Milwaukee, and also collaborating with nonprofits in the city of Milwaukee. And what Powering Milwaukee Forward is really designed to do is recognize that the disparate health outcomes in the city of Milwaukee are really driven by the inequitable access to certain resources, or otherwise known, you know, as basic needs or social drivers of health. And we really want to make this, you know, an accessible topic. It's more than just, I would say, a philanthropic investment in the community. It's also a storytelling component. You know, when we talk about social drivers, social determinants, those terms in themselves can tend to be a little bit wonky, and we want to make it more accessible. And so when we think about basic needs, our focus is in a few key areas. We're focusing on housing, education, food insecurity, safe physical environments. In other words, you know, park and recreation where people can get out and exercise, do the things they need to do for good exercise and maintaining good health. And then finally, maternal health care, which is also a key focus of the GE Healthcare Foundation.
Okay. And tell us then why this initiative, this Powering Milwaukee Forward, is so important to GE Healthcare specifically.
Yeah, GE Healthcare, you know, something that a lot of people may not be aware of, actually spun off from GE in January of 2023. And so at that point, we really had an opportunity to rethink who we wanted to be in the community, how we were going to impact the work in our community. And when we took a look at sort of what we were doing, we know that we already play a vital role within the clinical space or within the healthcare space. We provide life-saving medical devices and technology. And so while we're really well represented within the clinicals and hospitals or clinics and hospitals, we wanted to think, what can we do outside of the clinical space? How can we also impact the community from a different perspective? And so we dove into it a little bit. Really looked at the public health model. That was sort of the foundation for where we wanted to go with our approach to the community. And if you're not familiar with the public health model, I can simplify it in saying, you know, one of the key takeaways from it is that while clinical care is vital, the upstream factors of health make up around 50 to 60% of your health. And so, again, those are things that you have access to: food, housing, transportation. And ultimately, it's also about the fact that your zip code can be even a more defining factor of your health than your genetic code. And so we wanted to dive into that a bit deeper. GE Healthcare, our purpose is, you know, creating a world where healthcare has no limits. And so when you think about that and you tie that then back to the public health model and you think about where you live and the fact that there are natural barriers around where you live and how that impacts our overall health, we wanted to think about how we could break down those barriers, how we could start pouring resources into those communities to improve overall public health and outcomes within certain neighborhoods where we know there are disparate health outcomes and they aren't quite as positive as some of our affluent neighborhoods in the city of Milwaukee. And so that's why an initiative like this really aligns very well with what we're doing.
Well, and then how is GE Healthcare addressing these social drivers of health through partnerships with nonprofits?
You know, we have, you know, done significant outreach to nonprofits within the community and are really looking at tailored interventions. So we speak to them really about what our core goals are. What are we trying to achieve? And at the end of the day, it's about health outcomes. And then talking with each of those organizations about, you know, what programming, what services do they have that really align and can drive towards our shared goals. And so we've found several strong community nonprofits that we're currently working with within these areas and continue to, again, invest with them, volunteer with them, but then again, try to shine a light on the work that they're doing so that others in the community can maybe get involved, contribute in any way possible, volunteer, give, but try to become a part of essentially this Powering Milwaukee Forward movement and really drive that. But I would also say it's connecting with the community who might be looking for these services. They know that they may be living in inadequate housing. Food security may be an issue. Here are some organizations, some nonprofits within the community that you can connect with.
And I love that with regard to collaboration, because I say all the time that one nonprofit can do it all. And so why don't we come together for a common goal? You do what you do well. Yeah, other nonprofits you work with, they do what they do well. And together you have a very, very nice solution for the community at large. We like to hear success stories only because it gives us a really good idea of how do we know that what you're doing is really working. So do you have any successes that you'd like to share?
You know, I think you just kind of referenced and it'll be the example I provide. It's really about collaboration. I think one of the powerful things that we're looking to do through the Power Milwaukee Forward Initiative is bring people together, become teammates in our work. And so we recently did an event with Axe Housing and Habitat for Humanity of Milwaukee, two really strong housing organizations. And I think the collaboration really epitomizes what we're trying to drive. Each organization comes to the table with their own skill sets, their own expertise, their own way of addressing this issue. And they play together perfectly. They each play their own role. But then when you connect them together, you know, they talk each other up. They see each other as partners in the community. And we really want to drive more of that. And then beyond just the collaboration and kind of like that demonstration of what great community collaboration can look like, which I think they've demonstrated, we also added the additional element of volunteerism, engagement from the community. And so we were able to bring in a lot of our volunteers from GE Healthcare. The Family Foundation was able to attend. Several members of the family were there. It was this great celebration of coming together to get behind an important cause. And then beyond that, we captured the day. We told the story through a family who was impacted by Axe Housing. And we shared that through our respective platforms. And again, the purpose of that was to put a focus on the organizations that are driving this work, to put a focus on the issue of housing in Milwaukee, and then additionally, how collectively we need to come together and really address these issues. At the end of the day, though, with the notion of driving better health outcomes, because we know housing is health.
Well, and I don't know if you've heard the term before, that it's important that we complete and not compete. And
absolutely.
So the whole idea where you've defined what this common goal is, and you're now working with key players in order to come to a solution. I mean, that's a great thing within our community. You talked a little bit about your Powering Milwaukee Forward partnerships, but we didn't do a deep dive into anyone in particular until now. Stay tuned, because when we return, we're going to hear from one of them whose foundation happens to have a last name that you might just be familiar with, especially if you're a basketball fan. And Andrew, you alluded to it a little bit before with it being a family foundation. So stay tuned and we'll be right back to hear more.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and in our second segment today, we're going to hear from another organization who supports Powering Milwaukee Forward, and they happen to be a foundation with a very familiar last name, especially if you're a basketball fan. Welcome to the show today, Lauren Cochran from the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation.
Thank you for having us.
You are welcome. You guys were instrumental in coming together with GE around this whole initiative, and we're going to get to that. But I'm curious first, Giannis Antetokounmpo is obviously an important figure in Milwaukee. How did he and his family make the decision to create the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation, or CAF, in the first place?
Yeah. The Antetokounmpos were previously doing a lot of social impact work across several areas. And after their father, their late father, passed, I think they were looking to streamline a lot of that effort into something a little bit more coordinated and cohesive and deeper in the areas that they call home. So we work across Nigeria, Greece, and Milwaukee.
And what is the mission specifically?
Yeah. So CAF seeks to fuel opportunities for folks who don't have them around the globe. Our chief impact areas really are sport, basic needs, and education and employment. And so those are the areas that we really pour into. But quite simply, it's to fuel opportunities. The Antetokounmpos were the beneficiaries of a handful of opportunities when they were quite young. They made the most of those. And hard work is a huge part of their brand and who they are. But if you don't have the opportunities in the first place, it's really hard to work hard at those things. So we seek to get opportunities to families and to kids who don't have access to some core aspects of what it means to live a really fulfilling life, like make sure that kids have food, make sure that there's a solid roof over people's heads, they have access to good education. And then we also leverage the power of sport to build confidence and character in kids in some of our programming.
Okay. Well, let's dive into then this relationship with GE Healthcare. How and why did CAF decide to partner with them, with GE Healthcare and the GE Healthcare Foundation, to create this new initiative, Powering Milwaukee Forward?
Yeah. Well, like I previously mentioned, basic needs is a huge part of where we focus our efforts at CAF. And when I was speaking with GE Healthcare, we quickly kind of deduced that there was some major alignment around their interest in social determinants and our interests in basic needs, which are basically one and the same. Social determinants, as Andrew mentioned, is kind of a wonky public healthy term. We like to say it's basic needs. So it's really hard to reach for your highest potential and purpose when you have to worry about whether or not you have enough food on the table or a safe place to call home. And so, you know, both of our organizations were interested in tackling those issues head on. And we thought, you know, is this an area where 1 + 1 = 3? Instead of doing something separately, can we team up together and continue to bring partners to the table, both nonprofit partners who are doing this really amazing work in the community already, and also corporate funding partners that might want to be a part of this effort or at least align and build out the team, essentially?
And that speaks to that complete versus compete.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, I don't see a lot of it on the show, but I hear about how nonprofits are competing for funding because maybe they operate in the same space. But I truly believe that there's enough to go around and that if we all come together, then for the greater good, that's the best approach. So Lauren, CAF is still a young foundation. What do you think sets them apart from other philanthropies in how you approach impact?
Yeah. I mean, we one little known fact about CAF is we are a public nonprofit. We are not a private family foundation. And so we do the Entité Composé were very intentional about the structure of this entity from the very beginning. They wanted to pull other people in and really kind of, again, build out the team versus just go at things alone. And so I think we really boast the fact that we're quite lean as a staff. We're pretty entrepreneurial. And again, because of the Entité Composé lived experience, we're pretty close to these issues. We approach them with humility and a sense of urgency. And so I think those are some aspects that really make us unique as a public nonprofit.
And then I got to ask this question because I'm sure inquiring minds want to know. What role does sports and Giannis's platform play in fueling CAF's mission beyond philanthropy?
Totally. You know, sport is we like to say that we take sport really seriously at CAF. Sport is a huge part of what really propelled the Entité Composé broadly to great heights and allowed them to have this platform and some real resources to give back. And so we take that very seriously. We also believe that sport has the power to change lives and shape communities. It's also one of the greatest levers we have to build confidence and competence and character in kids. And so one of our core programs, actually the only internal flagship program we really have at CAF, is called the Entité Composé Academy. And so we really draw kids in through a tremendous basketball experience, a great athletic experience, but they get so much more when they come to camp with us. So we have a really robust life skills curriculum. We bring in speakers and mentors from Google. We bring them out into the community where they're volunteering and getting a real taste of servant leadership with local Milwaukee nonprofits. And we take them to out into the world, and we go do fun stuff like go to Brewers games, and we also go to Six Flags, stuff like that. So, you know, basketball, I think, can be, and sport broadly, can be a great unifier of people and as a means to bring people together. And we operationalize that through the Entité Composé Academy, but that's absolutely not where it kind of stops. And, you know, as a part of our platform, sport, like I mentioned previously, has a really tremendous power to bring people together. And I think mostly apolitical. And so Giannis and his family, because the foundation really represents all of the Entité Composé, have a unique ability to really kind of transcend political divisions or this or that or the other thing. Sport brings a lot of joy and a lot of fun and brings people together. And so I think that also adds to our unique ability to bring the right people to the table and the right partners who all kind of want to move together in the same direction.
I couldn't agree with you more on the sports aspect. Yeah. I think having kids that have gone through a number of different sports and talking to families who have not had their kids go through sports, having these conversations about how it teaches so many soft skills beyond the obvious, you know, I think it's a great tool for education for sure.
Absolutely.
So looking ahead, what would you say your vision is for where Powering Milwaukee Forward and CAF's local work will be in, say, 5 years?
Yeah. I won't speak for GE here, but from CAF's perspective, we'd love to continue to see this grow year after year. We have made a commitment that this is not just going to be a one and done type initiative. We set out to create this with the intention that this was going to roll over year to year, and we are only going to continue to add other teammates. Sorry for all the sports puns, but more teammates to this initiative, both in the way of our nonprofit partners who are meaningfully out in community building that trust and doing the work, but also corporate funders who see Milwaukee as home and really want to dig into the community that their employees and their families live, learn, work, and play. So in 5 or 10 years, I if I'm really dreaming, I can see us, you know, hosting a big gala that's got 100 Milwaukee nonprofits all in attendance and major philanthropists from around the area who are just like are more aware of the issues that the city faces and want to dig in a really meaningful way. And we're all moving in the same direction. I think that's one of the most powerful parts of this collaboration, of this initiative, is that we're building out the team. We're not the first people to start to do this work. Andrew and I, GE Healthcare and GE Healthcare Foundation and CAP, come to this work with a lot of humility. We recognize that like the investment we're making is a place to start, not a place that we're finishing. And so we're just inviting other people to join us in that work. And I think there are many other partners in Milwaukee that are doing work in social determinants or basic needs. Can we, where it makes sense, align efforts and really dig deep for the benefit of families and communities in Milwaukee?
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see where it goes. I mean, it's in its infancy. So, I mean, you've got a lot of road ahead of you.
Yeah.
A lot of places, things that you can do. There's another organization that is involved with Powering Milwaukee Forward and its effort. And it's also someone that is very well known in our community for different reasons, but mostly because of their work with kiddos and the health challenges that they're faced with. It's also a name I think you're all very familiar with, so stay tuned to find out who that is and why they're involved after a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. The third organization that is involved with this Powering Milwaukee Forward initiative that we're featuring today is someone who is very well known in our community, especially because of their work with our kids and the health challenges that they face. The organization, Children's Wisconsin, and Bridget Clementi, VP of Community Health, is my guest today. Welcome to the show, Bridget.
Thank you so much, Jill. So happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. Why don't you start by explaining how Children's Wisconsin is poised to address the social drivers of health?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you had mentioned in your intro that Children's Wisconsin is not unfamiliar to most people across our region. And we are really recognized for providing incredible quality healthcare, which we do. And we also recognize that, as Andrew had mentioned earlier in this segment, when we think about health and health outcomes, it is less about the quality care, although that definitely matters, but it is really focused on these social drivers of health. And those are the things that we recognize as barriers to true health outcomes and health for kids and families and communities across our region. So it's important, as we have a sole focus on kids, we have an access point to be able to understand what a health needs are for individual families and be a point of access to not only talk about the medical care that they need, but also all of the social needs or social drivers, which, by the way, we all have social drivers, and how those can be sometimes barriers or accelerators to health outcomes for kids. So when kids are showing up in our emergency room, or when we're interacting with kids in our primary care or specialty care, we have an opportunity to really talk about the whole health of a child. And at the end of the day, Children's Wisconsin's vision is that the healthiest kids in the nation will be right here in Wisconsin. Mm. And what a way to do that if we know that these social drivers are major connectors and accelerators for health outcomes. We have to be present in this conversation, and we're so grateful to be a part of today's conversation and to be doing this work.
So dive a little deeper into that as far as what it's meant to Children's Wisconsin to be part of this new initiative called Powering Milwaukee Forward.
So much of this work that's focused on prevention or early intervention or wraparound efforts like this are efforts that are not funded. They're not funded by payers or insurance companies. They are funded and really reliant on philanthropic partners to really advance the health and well-being of kids across our community. And so programs like Community Connectors, which is what is funded and a part of this trifecta and collaboration, that's really where this support makes a difference. And it's a program that can be offered at no cost to families that drives and improves health outcomes.
So, okay, it's this Community Connectors program. Let's talk a bit more about that in terms of how it's helping families.
Yeah. So you and I, or you had mentioned earlier that you had kids. So have I. Mm-hmm. So do I. And my kids did not come with a manual. Did yours?
Not that I know of, anyway. Yeah, there was
or,
no SOP
or a plan.
Anywhere.
Or yeah, exactly, exactly. So what happens as a parent when you have a child enter your life? You start to navigate things very differently. You need different things to help to support not only you as a parent and caregiver for that child, but also for that child and their growth and development. And we know that if we invest early in the development of a child in that birth to three, birth to five age group, we really can change the trajectory of outcomes for kids and families. And so we get to know a family through the Community Connector program. So we receive a referral, sometimes from our own organization or institution, sometimes a self-referral, a family enrolls. And then we conduct what's called a social needs assessment. And so really understanding what the needs of a family are. You heard Lauren earlier talk about the importance of humility, and that is so critical to the work that we do in our Community Connectors program. It's not our place to determine what a family's needs are or even what those priorities are, but we can help the family understand that in going through the social needs assessment. Once we understand that, it may reveal that there are parenting questions or concerns, that there are questions on housing, that there are questions on education or health. We are able to then work in partnership with that family to really access additional resources either offered by Children's or offered by additional community partners and help the family navigate to those resources. But it's much more than just saying, hey, call this particular organization and get this resource. We're there as an advocate. We're there as a coach. We're there to help the family build capacity and ultimately attain self-sufficiency so that they can be an advocate for themselves, for the neighbors, for others in their community. And it's a program and an opportunity to really make a positive impact in families' lives.
Well, talking about positive impacts, I said before that we love to hear success stories. What kind of success has your Community Connectors program seen thanks to this supportive initiatives like Powering Milwaukee Forward?
So to Children's Wisconsin, it's important that we do measure our impact and really be able to demonstrate our values. So evaluation is a really important piece of this, and we're able to understand how a family may progress through those social needs assessments that I offered that I mentioned earlier. And so as we monitor that, we see changes in confidence that parents have in their parenting education or their parenting skills. We see parents moving away from food security into more food stability. We see maybe sometimes a change in housing if that is a particular need. We see all of these changes in these eight different domains that we have in the social needs assessment. And ultimately, we see, as I mentioned earlier, self-sufficiency so that a family really can navigate all of this on their own and stabilize. But, you know, one thing that I think we fail to sometimes acknowledge is the stress of families who, as you've heard the other speakers today talk about basic needs, when you don't know where your next meal is coming from, that is stressful.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that we also measure and monitor so that really we can stabilize that family and reduce their stress and that the families can be present with one another in the way that their kids really need them. And so I'll give you a quick story if we have a moment for that. So a mom who was expecting her third child in 3 years reached out to us. She navigated to our resources through another connection at Children's. She was feeling really overwhelmed. She had six kids. She was trying to figure out how she balanced kids and work and the limitations that they had with transportation and all of the things that happen as life continues to unfold. And so as mom reached out, we connected with her through the program, and we started with that needs assessment and addressed what was most important to her first. So what matters most to you first, mom? And we take care of that. And that was providing some family or some connections to clothing, providing diapers and those basic needs that we've talked about. Because when you think about reducing stress and stabilizing families, those are the things that need to happen first. Then we mobilize with some community partners and we help mom enroll in parenting classes, facilitate access to those food resources and stabilizing their food security. scheduled some appointments with mental health professionals for mom. And fast forward, after a period of time, all of these things started to knit together and stabilize for mom. And it allowed her to go back to school, to continue her education, to follow her dream of being in the medical field. I mean, we were really excited about that. But no matter what, the point is that families are juggling so much, multiple jobs and other things, and they cannot figure out how to make these pieces work. So we're there of support and coach and really advocate for families in a way that only partnerships like this make possible.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of programs and services at Children's Wisconsin that address these social drivers of health.
Absolutely. So we do so much that is outside of the clinical walls. And many people know us for, again, as I mentioned, our great quality care, the services, the clinics that we have across the Milwaukee and greater Southeast Wisconsin and Northeast region. But the reality of it is that we're there in schools and at home in community-based organizations. We're there where people are playing and where people are learning and in ways that are far beyond just that clinical interaction and expertise.
That's wonderful. Well, we've heard individually from these three organizations who are involved in this Powering Milwaukee Forward initiative. Well, when we come back after a short commercial break, we're going to learn how these three organizations come together to collaborate for a common goal. So stay tuned and we'll talk more about that after a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm talking with three community leaders who are stepping up and stepping out to help support the Powering Milwaukee Forward initiative. So we talked with Lauren about why CAF wanted to partner with GE, but Andrew, why did GE Healthcare and the GE Healthcare Foundation decide to partner with CAF?
Yeah, I think, Lauren touched on, a lot of kind of the collaboration and why it was important. I think it really stems back to the fact that first and foremost, CAF's focus is on basic needs. And, basic needs and social determinants can often be almost interchangeable. But I want to take it a step further. I think when you hear GE Healthcare and you hear GE Healthcare Foundation and Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation, it doesn't sound off the bat like a natural fit. It doesn't sound off the bat like, yeah, that collaboration makes sense. But when we connected beyond just the basic needs, I mentioned earlier, GE Healthcare was just spinning off from GE. So we're a new entity, been in the Milwaukee area for 80 years. So we have this tremendous legacy here, but our, overall as an organization, like a 100-year startup organization. And we're just starting to make our first investments in the city of Milwaukee. CAF, which was just launching around that time, is also looking to make their first investments in the city. And I think beyond that, and again, I shouldn't speak entirely for the Antetokounmpos, but I think I can say that they have a love for this city. Mm-hmm. The family has a love for this community. GE Healthcare has deep roots in this community. We have more than 5,000 employees here. These are highly engaged, passionate individuals who come to work every single day with a commitment to improve lives, right? They're making life-saving medical devices, and that extends into the community. So you have this collective, collaborative passion for making Milwaukee better. And for as much as we both love the city, or all of our entities love the city, we also realize that there are blemishes here. Mm-hmm. And for us to be the best city that we know we want it to be and it can be, we want to make sure that we're addressing some of these critical needs, and health outcomes is at the top of that list. And so that's why we're addressing some of these social determinants. And it's been great to have the opportunity to work with them. The commitment has certainly been outstanding, and we're loving the collaboration and teamwork that we have.
Well, I think it's important that we understand that we're not sweeping the challenges under the rug. We're saying, and again, same with this show, we are saying, yes, these challenges exist. This adversity is present in our city. These are struggles we have, but we are going to turn our attention, our focus on those people that are doing great things to provide solutions. And it sounds like you guys are most definitely doing that. Bridget, how has Powering Milwaukee Forward and the collaborations that you've created made a difference to Children's Wisconsin?
Yeah, before answering the question, Jill, I'm going to take the liberty to just underscore something that I think you really highlighted, and that, well, there's opportunity to acknowledge the blemishes or the concerns that we have across our community. There's incredible opportunity to work in collaboration with one another. And that's really where this innovation and this accelerator allows us to all be really incredibly successful. But to children specifically, this partnership has meant hope and inspiration and impact. And it has allowed us to serve families in ways that we wouldn't have the resources to serve families, and in ways that we can extend our opportunity to connect families with community needs that are far beyond what our hospital provides and what our clinical areas provides. And we really can work in partnership to change health outcomes.
And I love those words you used: hope, inspiration, impact. You know, that's kind of what we're after as well when we give nonprofits a platform to share how they're doing that. You know, so together, how are Powering Milwaukee Forward's grantees making a difference?
I guess what I'd say first and foremost on this question is that Andrew and I, GE Healthcare and CAF and the GE Healthcare Foundation, we didn't start out to like create our own food bank. We, from the very beginning, it was about fueling the efforts of existing nonprofits in the Milwaukee area that were already doing really tremendous work. So we're coming behind them and standing alongside them and really trying to fuel their efforts. And so I would say that that's really our role in this. We're letting them kind of do their thing. We're just coming behind them to support them.
Yeah,
I'd say you're coming alongside of us, just for the record.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Lauren touched on this earlier. She mentioned, I think, a really key word here is humility. You know, we came to this work with a great deal of humility. We recognize we don't have all the answers, and that wasn't the intent when we launched Powering Milwaukee Forward. But in thinking about the nonprofits who've done this work for so many years, addressed these really challenging issues within our community, we've learned from them along the road already.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And, you know, I think Lauren talked about how nimble we can be, entrepreneurial. As you learn, you can change, you can adapt, you can switch the approach. And I think that's been one of the most important aspects thus far in Power Milwaukee Forward is the great nonprofit connection and dialogue that we've had that I think has helped inform us and also, you know, help us, allow us to kind of think about the future and where it goes from here.
Well, speaking of the future, what's your vision?
I think it's to continue to grow, include, try to get more people from the community engaged in this work, whether that's funders, where it's someone at home who's wondering, where do we get engaged in the community? I hate to go back to that, you know, keep using these sports metaphors, but become teammates with us, join in our work. Everyone has a role that they can play in this. You know, we're partnering with organizations like Boys and Girls Clubs. We're helping them launch a STEM lab. They need mentors. They need people who have expertise within that space. Potentially it's in engineering or math. Boys and Girls Clubs could use that type of support. So if you're someone who's at home looking for a way to get involved, that's a great opportunity. And I think that's really what we're trying to do. And I think that's actually, again, one more reason it's great to engage and work with the Antetokounmpo family. They're inspiring.
They sure are.
They certainly motivate others to get excited, get passionate about the work that they're leading. And I think that we can lead to that movement, and whether it's in volunteerism or contributing in other ways to the organizations that we're collaborating with, we want to bring more organizations, more people to the table. I think that's the biggest initiative that we have coming up. We're celebrating our 1-year anniversary. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, through what we've learned from our organizations, we're going to evolve and look at new ways to support those organizations so they can continue to lead the great work that they're leading in our community.
If I can also add to another key part of what I think we're all hoping to see from this, you know, 5-10 years down the track, is this this kind of recalibration of how we see health, that it's not just in hospitals, that housing is health, that food is health, that having a walkable community is health. And so, like we've mentioned several times in several different segments here, you know, those aspects drive health as much as your genetic code. And so if more of the public really understands the importance of those pieces, then we can get more public and nonprofit and corporate investment in those things. And we can see a lift in so many different areas. But for me, part of what I'd really love to see an ultimate result of Powering Milwaukee Forward is to shift the conversations around people seeing health as this much more robust thing that is everywhere we live, learn, work, and play.
Yeah. Well, so let's say there's a nonprofit listening or maybe a corporation that wants to get involved. What's the best way for them to get connected to the Powering Milwaukee Forward initiative?
You know, it's as simple as if you Google Powering Milwaukee Forward, you know, the very first link that comes up is a link to our page where it talks a little bit more about the initiative. There is a place on that page where you can contact us. Also, you know, you can certainly look my name up online as well at GE Healthcare and start that dialogue and really try to learn and understand what your organization may be doing and potentially how it may be a fit in the future.
Okay, so just Googling Powering Milwaukee Forward is going to get you to the place where you can learn more about it. But would each of you like to give some contact information if people listening would like to reach out to you specifically?
Do you want my home phone number? Or
Now, there may be some guys wanting your home phone number.
Sure. I'm married, but whatever.
Yeah, I would say the best way to get a hold of CAF.
Yeah, would be info@CAF.foundation would be the best email to get in touch with us.
Okay. And Children's?
And to learn more about Children's, it's just childrenswi.org.
Okay.
And for GE Healthcare, it's communityaffairs@gehealthcare.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'd like to thank all my guests today, Andrew Reel from GE, Lauren Coughlin from the Charles Antetokounmpo Family Foundation, and Bridget Clemente from Children's Wisconsin. Thank you all for being here today and sharing your passion for what you do in the community, individually, as an organization, also collaboratively. I appreciate you all participating in our interview today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. If you would like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out directly to any of our organizations featured today, or as we said, just Google Powering Milwaukee Forward. If you know of a great organization doing great work in our community, like our featured guest today, who you think would like to be featured themselves on the show, you can reach out to me at jill@ellenbecker.com. If you'd like to learn more about how our great nonprofits are making a difference right here in our southeastern Wisconsin community, I encourage you to tune in Sunday mornings at 10 to Milwaukee's philanthropic community to learn more. You can tune in to News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone. You can also visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows, or you can now listen on demand on your favorite streaming platform. If you'd like to figure out how you can give of your time, your talents, and/or your resources, I encourage you to think about what gifts you've been blessed with and how you can share them. Maybe you're a retired teacher and you miss working with kids, so you want to volunteer a few times a month, or perhaps you're really good at fundraising. Maybe you're financially blessed and you want to bless someone else by donating to a cause or a mission that really resonates with you. Once you define how you want to make a difference, you can align that with where you want to make a difference. Find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing, and you'll be making an impact in more ways than you can ever imagine. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.